our fifth and final talk with historian Robert Roush. We'd like to talk about the logging and the hemlock and things on another program, but there's one thing that I heard you mention when we were at a dinner place recently about a pile of horseshoes on the Ice Age Trail.
This is a story I'm trying to track down. Many years ago, I talked to a then resident Red Lake by the name of Peter Cower. The Ice Age Trail goes through a canyon, a beautiful canyon along Gus Johnson Creek. The problem presented there to the loggers was, how do you get the logs to the place you want them? You could have probably flushed them down the creek, but the creek flows northward into Price County, into the Spirit River, and the loggers didn't want to send their logs north. They wanted them to go south. So they needed to get them to a railroad line, and to do that, they put in a temporary horse path that went up this wall of the canyon. But it actually took five teams of horses to pull the sleigh up. And what I learned is that the horses, you know, are shod in trying to get traction, would frequently pull so hard that the shoes would be torn off their hoofs. So I'm working with Ben Cower to see if we can't go out and locate the exact site. Ben tells me his father told him that there were just literally hundreds of horseshoes at that site.
So that's one more site maybe that we may see a sign on someday.
That would be wonderful, and I invite you to come along and join the search party.
I think I would like that. Bob, thanks very much for being with us today and all of these stories, historical stories that just interest me to no end, and I'm sure our listeners as well. I would like to invite you back in a month or two to go over some other historic stories that you have for us.
Well, thank you. I would like to make sure that I add one thing, if I may. I've mentioned the number of photographs that are in the Rib Lake collection. They are there because of the generosity of the people that have loaned us the pictures. We now have over 230 individuals who have loaned us their family collections. And I emphasize, we're not asking people to give us their pictures. They get every picture back promptly, and we are very careful to make certain everyone gets their photographs back. But that is the way we've been able to do this scanning, because of the generosity of individuals loaning us material.
And your generosity in keeping some of these historic places and signs and stories alive for us today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.